When someone dies by suicide, those notes from police and medical examiners, how much do they really tell us about what was happening mentally? More importantly, are we missing warning signs that could help us identify and support people at risk? A new paper in JAMA Network Open tackles this directly. The findings are striking. Let me set the stage. The National Violent Death Reporting System, NVDRS, gathers detailed death narratives from law enforcement and coroners across the country. Incredibly rich data. But here's the thing. No one had systematically analyzed those narratives for mental health patterns in any structured way. Enter Research Domain Criteria, or RDOC. You might know it from psychiatry. It breaks away from traditional diagnoses like depression or anxiety. Instead, it focuses on neurobehavioral systems, negative valence, emotional pain, despair, arousal and consciousness, cognitive processes, and social processes. The researchers got creative. They applied both token-based computational methods and large language models, modern AI, to these death narratives, scoring dysfunction across RDOC domains. The question was straightforward, but crucial. Can you actually extract structured mental health data from death narratives? And if you can, what do you find? The answer's clear. Yes. Both methods pulled the RDOC information successfully. What jumps out? Over 90% of both law enforcement and medical examiner narratives contained at least one clinically elevated RDOC score. Think about that. 9 out of 10 death narratives showed dysfunction levels that would raise red flags in any clinical setting. But there's more to unpack. Female decedents and younger decedents showed significantly higher dysfunction across most domains compared to males and older people. And when you compare actual measured dysfunction, not diagnoses, actual dysfunction, suicide decedents look remarkably like psychiatric inpatients on admission. Severe negative valence, moderate disruption in arousal processes. Here's what matters practically. RDOC scoring detected substantially more mental health dysfunction than the traditional pre-coded measures already in NVDRS. We're not talking marginal improvements. Negative valence and arousal process disruption were spotted way more frequently with RDOC. Consider the implications. Traditional suicide death reviews often miss mental health context, especially in certain populations. Not because the systems are flawed. They were built with different tools. But the reality is this. We've been under-detecting mental health dysfunction, particularly in groups that research shows are less likely to have formal psychiatric diagnoses. Men, younger people. These same populations already face barriers to mental health care. Add elevated suicide risk to that equation. You see how the problems compound? The consistency of machine learning, whether token-based or LLM, at identifying RDOC patterns is promising. Imagine incorporating these narratives into routine suicide mortality review. Run them through this kind of analysis as standard practice. You'd catch cases showing severe negative valence or arousal dysfunction, even without any documented mental health diagnoses. That's the real value. Not just academic classification, it's about enhancement, better clinical decision support, warning systems that could genuinely support prevention efforts. Sit with this for a moment. The dysfunction was there all along. It was documented in those narratives. We just weren't systematically recognizing or measuring it. That's actually hopeful. The data exists. We needed better tools to see it. What happens next? This approach could reshape suicide mortality review, especially for populations we're currently missing. Combine machine learning and RDOC frameworks on death narratives as a standard part of public health surveillance and prevention. You'd surface patterns, support interventions, potentially catch cases earlier than we do today. The papers in JAMA Network Open, definitely worth reading if you work in suicide prevention, public health, or clinical psychiatry. It's a simple but powerful reminder. Sometimes the data we need is right in front of us. We just need smarter ways to find it.